Prologue. Hostile Horizons. 327 AD, the Mediterranean Sea. The drumbeat echoed off the wooden bulkheads, reverberating in a rhythmic staccato of flawless precision. The Keleuster rapped methodically at his goatskin drum in a smooth yet mechanical fashion. He could bang for hours without missing a beat, his musical training based more on endurance than harmony. Though there was a recognized value to his steady cadence, his audience of galley rowers simply hoped that the monotonous performance would soon reach an end. Lucius Arcelian rubbed a sweaty palm across his leggings, then tightened his grip on a heavy oak oar. Pulling the blade through the water in a smooth motion, he quickly matched strokes with the men around him. A young native of Crete, he had joined the Roman Navy 6 years earlier, attracted by lucrative wages and an opportunity to acquire Roman citizenship at retirement. Physically tested in the years since, he now aspired only to advance to a less laborious position aboard the imperial galley before his arms completely gave out. Contrary to Hollywood myth, slaves were not used aboard ancient Roman galleys. Paid enlistees propelled the ships, typically recruited from seafaring lands under the empire's rule. Like their legionary counterparts in the Roman army, the enlistees endured weeks of grueling training before being put to sea. The oarsmen were lean and strong, capable of rowing 12 hours a day if need be. But aboard the Liburnian type Birreme galley, a small and light warship that featured just two banks of oars on either side, the oarsmen acted as supplemental propulsion to a large sail rigged above deck. Arcelian gazed at the Keleuster, a minuscule bald man who drummed with a pet monkey tied beside him. He could not help but notice a striking resemblance between the man and the monkey. Both had big ears and round, jolly faces. The drummer wore his mug in a constant look of mirth, grinning at the crew with bright, wily eyes and chipped yellow teeth. His image somehow made the rowing easier, and Arcelian realized that the galley's captain had made a wise choice in selecting the man. "Keleuster," called out one of the rowers, a dark-skinned man from Syria. "The wind blows fierce and the waters seethe. Why hath we been given the command to row?" The drummer's eyes lit up. "It is not for me to question the wisdom of my officers, or else I too would be pulling an oar," he replied, laughing heartily. "I would wager that the monkey could row faster," the Syrian replied. The Keleuster eyed the monkey curled up beside him. "He is a rather strong little fellow," he replied, playing along. "But in answer to your question, I know not the answer. Perhaps the captain wishes to exercise his talkative crew, or perhaps he simply desires to run faster than the wind." Standing on the upper deck a few feet above their heads, the galley's captain gazed fitfully astern at the horizon. A pair of distant blue-gray dots danced on the turbulent waters, gradually increasing in size with each passing minute. He turned and looked at the breeze filling his sail, wishing that he could run much, much faster than the wind. A deep baritone voice suddenly disrupted his focus. "Is it the wrath of the sea that weakens your knees, Vitellus?" The captain turned to find a robust man in an armored tunic staring at him with a derisive gaze. A Roman centurion named Plautius, he commanded a garrison of 30 legionaries stationed aboard the ship. "Two vessels approach from the south," Vitellus replied. "Pirates both, I am most certain." The centurion casually gazed at the distant ships, then shrugged. "Mere insects," he said, without concern. Vitellus knew better. Pirates had been a nemesis to Roman shipping for centuries. Though organized piracy in the Mediterranean had been wiped out by Pompey the Great hundreds of years ago, small groups of independent thieves still preyed on the open waters. Solitary merchant ships were the usual targets, but the pirates knew that the Birreme galleys often carried valuable cargo as well. Contemplating his own vessel's lading, Vitellus wondered whether the seaborne barbarians had been tipped off after his ship had left port. "Plautius, I need not remind you of the importance of our cargo," he stated. "Yes, of course," the centurion replied. "Why do you think I am..."